And on the line now, we have Utah head coach Anthony Leveritz. Coach, if you would begin with an opening comment, that would be great.
Well, hello. I am really excited about the last month and a half of the season here. Our team has been through a tremendous amount of adversity from the end of the season last year until now, and we've survived it. I'm really disappointed that we were unable to pull out the game against Arizona State. Had a chance to win that game and didn't, but really proud of our effort to come back and scrap out a really ugly win over Arizona. We're really proud of our team. Probably in all my time of coaching, with everything that we've been through, maybe the proudest I've ever been of a group of handling adversity. And while we've lost a few games close, you know, we lost to Washington by one and had the ball and a chance to win. We're up 7 at USC with 3 minutes to go, ended up losing, and then up 1 with 13 seconds against Arizona State and lost. We've been really close. We feel like we're now all back and healthy as we're going to be, and looking forward to this final stretch here, feeling like we can get rolling a little bit.
And now we'll open it up for questions from the media.
To ask Coach a question, please press star 1. Your first question comes from the line of Michelle Smith, ESPNW.
Good morning, Anthony.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Is being healthy or being as healthy as you can be probably the best, you know, the best thing that you can say about what's been happening for your team over the past few weeks, getting healthy?
Well, you know, the most frustrating part of this, you know, we had kind of gotten to have some identity as a team, you know, not having Taryn, not having Paige, and then we lost our first kid off the bench after we played UNLV, broke her leg in a freak accident. So we'd kind of gotten an identity. We beat BYU on the road, who's a really good team, and it was a good win for us. And then the next day, you know, Michelle Plouffe has a tragedy happen in her family, and she's gone from us for 21 days. So we actually, when we started, when we played UCLA, she had not practiced at all. She got back the day we left to go to play at UCLA. And so just getting her back into the rhythm of things has been difficult. But we've sort of – I know it sounds crazy, but at 2-6, we feel like we've weathered this. We were 2-8 last year to start, and then won 14 of our last 17 and missed out on the NCAA tournament, but had a great run in the NIT. And we feel like – we are right now, our practices are great. We're understanding our young kids have gotten a lot of meaningful minutes, and now Plouffe's back, fully back. Like she looks like herself again. And, you know, I don't know what our outcomes are going to be, but I really feel like we're going to play our best basketball down the stretch here with everything we've been through.
Again, to ask Coach a question, please press star 1.
Coach, it looks like that's all we have for you this morning. Thanks so much for joining us.
All right.